when you got up?
Yeah, the same bad mood as I was in yesterday. Then I snapped out of it, and Frida started talking to me about this homeless thing, and she pointed out, you know, that's really, and she's right, that's not really the way that I feel. But I got to be honest that, you know, yesterday's particularly on my way to work, a homeless person pissed me off. And I thought, you know, if we didn't have homeless people, we wouldn't have comic relief. And that's why I was really mad yesterday.
So, yeah, I can understand your logic. I'm trying desperately to understand it right now.
Well, there you go. Basically, I just want to say, you know, homeless people, I'm right there with you.
Sure.
I am here for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and get jobs. Listen to the show. And don't further your lives.
That's right.
Listen to the show.
We offer a diversion, and if we can make homeless people smile for just a little part of their day, we've done our jobs.
Well, anyway, and I know that, you know, it can happen to just about anybody, and I know there are families and people who actually do have jobs and are still homeless, so I feel bad for them, but I don't feel bad about comic relief. I just hate comic relief.
There you go.
I hate everything it stands for. But more importantly, I hate the people that run this company, Mike.
Yeah, I know you do, because they made us work yesterday.
Yesterday was a holiday. Sherry, look me in the eye.
Oh, there you go.
All right. All right, all back to normal now.
There you go.
A couple more items here, right on the opening agenda, and then on with the program. I'm afraid I have some bad news about the anniversary show video that we were going to be hawking.
Yes.
Well, we got to look at it. It was six hours of raw, uncut tape.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean to tell you, man, was it raw, and man, was it uncut.
Rough around the edges?
Very rough. The problem was, see, we should have, as usual, we should have paid attention to the details.
Yeah.
When we were there, for instance, do you remember on more than one occasion when it would seem like the house lights would just go off? When it would go from being very bright to having no lights at all?
Yeah, well, we had so much audience interaction that we were constantly asking for the lights to come up.
Right. Well, as it turns out, the lights should have been on for the entire show.
Oh, really?
Because, again, now, you know, one of us should have used our pea-sized brains to figure out if we have 12 cameras that are there taping this event for possible future sale, it would be a good idea if the lights were on so they weren't taking pictures of a half-darkened stage.
Yeah.
Which, as it turns out, was like for three-quarters of the thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. The lights were only on for very brief moments, and then either you or I would get annoyed because we were either getting hot or we couldn't see it. We would have them turn the lights off.
Oh, dear.
Lights should have remained on for the entire show.
So much of the video is dark and grainy? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you saw some of the homemade video from the earthquake in L.A. yesterday,
yes.
That would be a little bit better production than what we had. So, and to be honest with you, we could still sell it. We could still package it. We could sell it.
Mm-hmm.
We have no doubt, and our company has no doubt, that you folks would buy it.
Right.
But the problem is, what if you put out something? And we've never put out a videotape for this show before. What if you put out something and it's not really good?
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you're stuck with that, and nobody will buy anything else that you put out.
I think we ought to just, make a videotape of our next Las Vegas style show and put that on tape.
Well, we have something in the works here.
Good.
We got the baseball game coming up in April.
There you go.
And I believe what we're going to be putting together is not only a videotape of the actual All-Star game itself, but the hours before the game and perhaps a little after-show party that we have. We'll get all that on videotape, and
that'll be great.
Then we'll be able to, you know, to rape and pillage you people for every cent you own, turn you upside down by your ankles, and shake you until all the coins come out.
Good idea.
But for right now, because we care about you, and I love you homeless people out there.
I know you do.
Put your nickels together, and perhaps come April, you'll be able to buy our first ever videotape on the market. That'll be for our big all-star charity softball game.
Yeah, if you have a TV.
Oh, that's right. Oh, man, you not only need a TV, you need a VCR.
Yeah, you need a deluxe TV.
Forget it. Homeless people are not eligible for this promotion.
Oh, my God.
But just about anybody else. It's all because of Comic Relief.
Comic Relief has done this to this man.
Anyway, I apologize about that. I know a lot of people were looking forward to getting that tape, and I certainly don't like coming on and saying that we're not going to be putting it out. And like I say, we could present it, but then again, you'd get it, and you would say the same thing that I saw. You'd say, this looks like someone did this with a cheap $89 video camera.
Yeah, we don't want to do that.
And you'd feel ripped off, and we don't want to rip you off. So thanks for all the interest in that. We will be, like I say, putting a tape together for the Don and Mike Bowl 2.
Yep.
Last year it was a football game. This year it's going to be an all-star baseball game.
Yeah, we're going to be, you and I are going to be ready for that game. We're going to have, I think, a better performance than we did at the football game.
Certainly couldn't be much of a worse performance than we had at the football game last year. It'll be played at the Prince William County, Virginia Stadium, which is a minor league baseball park. Holds about 20,000 people. We're going to have all kinds of stuff. That's, I believe, something like 3 months from now. Nothing to worry your pretty little mind out about right now, but just something to remember for the future.
Sure.
One other note, and then on with the program. If you are pregnant, and I'm talking right now, certainly not to Sherry, but look at me anyway. Hi, Sherry. Oh, there she is for those beautiful eyes. What color are your eyes? Brown?
Brown.
Brown. Brown. Both of your eyes are brown. You don't have the itchy eye today, do you, Sherry?
No, actually, I don't ever have that, I hope.
And you're wearing brown today.
I am wearing brown, but it's not itchy anywhere. I promise.
Listen, if you're pregnant, here's what we're going to do on Valentine's Day this year. We've run the gamut, and I think this was a suggestion we got from one of our listeners, a fax.
Yep.
We've gotten 100 couples married at the same time. We've had people get divorces on the air. My brother has gotten married on the air. We've been dipped in chocolate. We've done just about everything. This year, I think we're going to go with the suggestion we had for another Mooney-type group wedding,
mm-hmm.
where we'll be... getting pregnant women married to the men that planted the fertile seed inside them and started the whole process.
I think we're going to do well. I think we'll get quite a few couples with this situation.
But now you got to show. I don't only mean you've got to show up for the show that day, but you've
right.
got to show. You've got to be wearing a maternity wedding dress.
Sure.
See, because that's really where the fun is. If
right.
you get a whole room full of pregnant women all in their dresses, is like an old-time, you know, Bass Ackwards, West Virginia shotgun wedding. That's what we're looking for, and of course, we will take care of everything, the reception and gifts and tuxedos and you name it, just like we've done it every other time we've done this.
It'll be tremendously festive, and, you know, I think about couples that maybe have been living together for a long time and have never tied the knot, and perhaps they're with child right now. This is a great opportunity.
You must have planted the fertile seed. I think when we talked about it last week, I said maybe 6 months pregnant, but I'm going to amend that and just say that if you're pregnant enough where you're really showing,
sure.
And keep in mind, we're going to be doing the show about a month from now around Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What you want to do is either call us right here on our bat phone at 1-800-636-1067, or you can call Diana anytime at the business office. She loves taking your calls when we are not on the air, folks.
She's so incredibly friendly. You'll like speaking to her, too.
Yeah, that's right. When Diana looks at you, you get that same, even though she's not here, you get the same that same little ding. So you can either call the 1-800 number or please call 703-691-1900. We will take as many pregnant couples to be married on our show as there is demand. We are ready to marry up to 100 couples.
Wow.
I believe that the record... What was the most we had? We had 24 one year, and I think we had 16 another, and maybe...
We had 14 one year, and I think the record for us, the personal best was 24. And, hey, if we get upwards of 15 pregnant women marrying their men, I think it'll be a beautiful ceremony.
And like I say, the ceremonies are legal and binding, because we'll get that same guy. We'll get that rockin' reverend to come down here and do it for
us. Here comes the judge. That'll be fun.
We have music. There'll be a string quartet. At least if we get the same deal as we've had before. The whole thing is catered. There are photography and gifts. And the best part is you're married on the radio, and you'll never forget it.
That's right.
I'll bet you that. You'll never forget that, being pregnant and married on the radio. So if you want to get involved, give us a call. Like I say, we've got... about a month to get this show together, but right now we're thinking that's the route we're going to go.
I think it'll be a big fun. This might be the best ever. It really already sounds like it's going to be the biggest.
Oh, and one last item. It is so damn cold here in Washington. The current temperature, what is the current temp, Buzz? You got any idea there on your computer?
Yeah, let me see if I can look that up here.
All right, computer boy.
Oh, he loves this. Look at how excited he gets. His fingers are at the ready. He's going to pop it into his computer.
There we go.
And the answer is, in Washington, it's 15 degrees.
He's a modern man. Domo arigato, Buzzy Roboto.
Wind chill 20 below.
Wind chill 20 below. That would be the operative word.
Yeah, the roads are semi-treacherous, too.
Well, we were going to offer up $100 to anyone who would get in their bathing suit and bring a Chase lounge down here and sit in front of the radio station for an hour and just wave at us through the front window. Now, you're going to have to sign the waiver saying that if you get frostbite or pneumonia or a combination of the two, that, of course, we're totally off the hook.
Yeah, we have to do that. So, and, of course, we don't wish the worst on anyone, but if you got a 20 below wind chill factor, you're going to be in a lot of pain out there.
I figure we've got 2 hours of sunlight left.
Right.
Certainly wouldn't want to do this after the sun went down, because Well, not only would the person possibly be risking more damage, we wouldn't be able to see them out the window.
And if you're saying to yourself, Donald, Mike, how can you do this? Hey, remember those polar swims they have every year? You know, you see the 70-year-old men going into the water in the colder temperatures.
Polar bear club. Right. I'll tell you something. My sister-in-law, Judy, is a nurse, and she is always telling me that you don't get colds from being outside in cold weather.
That's right.
You get colds from germs.
That's right. Right. Mm-hmm.
That is the lecture she loves giving. Oh, Sherry, there you go. Just caught your eye again. And she's always telling me to wash my hands because that's nice. It's like she's got a big thing that you could even go outside with wet hair after you've had a shower.
Yeah.
As long as your hands are clean, you're not going to catch a cold.
No chance of catching a cold if you come down here. Good chance of dying from exposure, but no chance of catching a cold.
The only exception is if you have a cold. It can get worse from the cold weather, but you can't ever get a cold from the cold. Okay. I always have to add that.
Of course she is. Chime in on that.
Thank you, Sherry. So here's the deal. And if we get anybody, it's great. If we don't, well, it shows you people got a little more sense than I think. Someone to come down in their bathing suit. You got to bring a chaise lounge with you or a beach chair.
Oh, my God.
And we've already got a call about this. Very good. We've already got a call about this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if I could leave on my shoes and some pair of gloves or something like that.
Well, now, I don't really think that goes in with the spirit of this.
Your shoes, gloves...
Well, it may deter a little frostbite, that's all.
And wear, like, a Speedo bathing suit?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh. You know what? I bet I did have the button press.
What kind of bathing suit?
What kind of bathing suit?
Well, just a pair of shorts. I don't know. I'm at work, so that's all I got.
No, you want a guy in a bathing suit who's going to come out and give it 100%, or a gal.
We might have been able to hedge a little bit if it was gloves and shoes and a Speedo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, maybe the guys I work with would hedge a little bit. Me, I want nothing but the bathing suit. But once again, the bleeding heart liberals that I work with.
Hey, now you snap out of it. We had enough of that yesterday.
Sure, if you want to wear gloves, I guess. If they're like little gardening gloves, maybe.
No gloves with any of that insulate or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely. None of those Dan Marino gloves. And none of those real big, you just have like little booties on.
They have to be $2 gloves from Ames, right?
Hey, those gloves kick ass. I got news for you. Those gloves, I bought them when we went to Pennsylvania. They are still serving me well.
Your Joan Crawford gloves?
That's right, from Ames. The quality might surprise you.
Do they really keep your hands warm?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, they're very good. They were only $2.
There you go, a bargain.
They were $1.99. So listen, if you want to do that, go home, get yourself a chaise lounge, and bring some suntan lotion.
All right, I'm right down the block. I'll think about it.
Okay, thank you, my friend. Okay.
All right.
That's kind of a violent hang-up there.
Wow.
So that's just an offer for $100. We'll start with keeping out there for an hour, and we'll see how it goes. If your skin gets all pink, maybe 45 minutes. I don't know.
Sure, it depends. We look out the window and you're motionless, we'll know that it's time to quit.
Always had a little motto on the show, though. You know, people will generally do anything for money. That's what we're looking for. Someone who will pretty much do anything for money. We have another guy calling about this? Hello? Oh, did you see Ken just went by with his head down? Like, oh, geez. They're going to have someone sit outside in the freezing cold.
You know what heaven would be?
What?
Ken Stevens sitting outside in the cold. No shoes, no gloves, and his underwear, not a bathing suit. And just out there, and not 45 minutes, but 2 hours. And he'd have to have his feet on the ground.
Oh, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey! Marina!
Marina.
Yes, hi, Marina.
Hello, how are you, Don?
I am fine, Marina. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Has everybody met my girlfriend, Marina? Hey, Marina, you say hi to Mike and Buzz and Sherry? Marina?
When can I come visit?
What, Marina?
When can I come visit? How about Thursday, if it's not too icy?
Thursday? Oh, I'd love to meet you Thursday, Marina.
You just bring that sexy laugh of yours.
Oh, I will, Mike.
All right.
Can I hear that sexy laugh one time? Sure, come on down Thursday, Marina.
Yeah, I'm listening to the show today.
Okay, very good. Are you liking the show?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, we want someone to come down here and sit outside in that very cold weather for an hour, Marina.
Rut row.
What are you going to wear on Thursday, Marina, when you come down to
something nice.
Yeah. Something nice?
Yes.
Something sexy?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a new red dress I got for Christmas.
Mmm. Sounds sexy. Okay, I'll see you Thursday, Marina.
Okay, see you Thursday.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi to everybody for me.
Okay, well, you can say hi. I asked you to say hi to Mike and Buzz and Sherry.
Say hi, Buzz.
Hi, Marina.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Marina.
Marina?
Hi.
Hi, Marina. I thought you left me out there for a minute. Ruh-roh.
Ruh-roh.
See you Thursday, Marina.
I want my sister to come, too.
Yes, your sister can come too.
Gloria.
Gloria. G-L-O-R-I-A.
Gloria.
Yeah, you bring her down. See you then, Marina.
Oh, you know what? I met Dana Westover at Johnny D's in Somerville.
Who'd you meet?
Dana Westover.
Who's that, Marina?
He was my boyfriend.
Oh, really? He was in New England?
Yes.
So you didn't just meet him now. You had known him before, right?
Yes.
Yeah, how come you broke up?
I don't know, because maybe he didn't want to get married or something. He had another girlfriend or something.
Oh.
We're just friends.
Oh, okay, good. You know I'm married, right?
Yeah, great.
You know I'm married, right, Marina?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but we won't let it get in our way.
I've been.
Hey, Marina, I got a little saying. Maybe you like this. I'm married, but I'm not dead.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ruh-roh.
See you Thursday.
Okay, see you Thursday.
Okay, bye, Marina.
Sexy live.
Bye-bye.
Sexy live.
Bye-bye. There it is. Bye, Marina.
Okay, I'll see you Thursday.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jesus, what am I going to do if she really comes down here?
Well, you get the Chaise Lounge out.
We got to do a quick commercial break. We will come right back. Thanks for listening. More show coming right up.
Radio Gods, Don and Mike. Washington and Baltimore's Superstation. WJFK.
The Grease here, psyched about the football playoffs, but my heart goes out to the guys at the sewage treatment plant. When halftime rolls around on all these games, they're bracing for a tsunami. I mean, I tell you what, I'm gearing up for another action-packed edition of the Ring Dang Do. I'll be doing another lead-slinging lawman. I'll be ranting and raving, duck-walking, and wondering what it would be like if Ralph and Norton led an alternate lifestyle. Plus your phone calls at 1-800-544-9294. It's the Grease Man Show, tonight on WJFK.
Nighttime means the Grease Man Show. On Washington's 106.7 FM and Baltimore's 1300 AM WJFK.
Thank you, Mommy.
Geronimo and Michael
Mara. Wahoo!
WJFK.
They're just two guys in love. Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah. Ho, 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 ho.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for listening all up and down the Hammond Eggs Radio Network. As I try to stretch to hit the vocal, I think we've got a guy on the phone who wants to go outside and sit in his bathing suit for $100 cash.
Kung Fu fighting! Everybody was kung
hey,
fu.
There you go. There you nailed it. Tight makes right. Tight as a nun. Hello. Dynamite Show.
Oh, no.
Oh, and then the guy hangs up.
Oh, the cold must have gotten to him. So has the phone been ringing off the hook with people deciding to go out and do this?
Well, now, when I talked to Diana during the break, here's what she says. We have a lot of people calling and saying, yes, they'd like to do it. And then she has to explain to them again what it is.
Right.
And I guess the people are only half listening when they call, that they just hear they have to do something outside to win $100. And then most times the response has been when she tells them, no, you have to get in a chaise lounge and just sit outside where Don and Mike can see you. Then it's like, well, hell no. or a couple of the people have accurately figured out that they could possibly get ill doing that.
We're talking about the kind of weather where it's not pleasant to stand outside in a winter coat, much less your bathing suit. But
yep. I thought so.
Yeah, there you go.
Thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Good job of sleuthing, whoever screened that one, though.
Yeah, super job. Was that person on hold?
Oh, yeah, they were on hold, and it was up on the screen.
Hey, bravissimo.
Good job. Good job. Okay, on with the program. Oh, it was James?
James did it.
Heads will roll, Clink. Heads will roll.
Get Major Hochstetter.
Oh, we can't get him because he's gone.
Oh, he's dead. Yeah, that reminds me about the death trifecta.
Right.
That one was started over the weekend with the untimely death of rock legend Harry Nilsson.
Mm-hmm.
Remember his album, Nilsson Schmilsson?
Yeah, wonderful album.
So keep that in the back of your mind. That right now, Nilsson has started his own triangle.
Sure.
And then you've got the other one. I'm going to need my papers from last week and the week before to get all the other ones together, because you had the guy who was Hazel's boss.
You need your papers.
And Major Hochstetter.
Right.
Those two formed their own triangle.
Yeah.
I believe we had them paired off with other people. You know, people are dying so fast. Celebrities die so fast, it's hard to stay on top.
I think a lot of celebrities die this time of year. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, but after the holidays, a lot of celebrities leave us, and that's very sad.
So just put that away for future knowledge. I'm hoping that we will not add the name Dick Van Patten to that list.
Oh, God, no, don't scare me.
Well, I'm sure we've all seen the nonstop coverage about the earthquake. Our sentiments and our good feelings go out to the unfortunate people in Southern California who have been hit with this earthquake. However, you know, there's a bright side to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Dick Van Patten is okay.
I sure hope so.
Wouldn't that be a pick-me-up?
Well, I didn't sleep very well last night because we had tried during the show all day to get through to Dick, and we couldn't do it. And so, you know, I really don't know. I didn't know whether he's okay. I still don't know if he's okay.
Well, that sounds like a fast ring. Are the lines all still blocked, Buzz?
I don't think so, but I don't know. We'll find out.
Difficulties. We are unable to complete your call at this time.
Oh, no.
That's a different recording than yesterday, though.
You know, even the machine, if we get... If you miss Dick or you miss Pat,
leave a message. That is that.
It's reassuring to hear that.
Sure is. All right, let's try Willie Ames.
Good.
Who we all loved, of course, on the show, Eight is Enough.
And maybe he could tell us how Dick is doing, because every cast member on that show, Eight is Enough, of course, got along famously. It was like Dick was their real father. They stay in touch.
Some of us who like to consider ourselves TV aficionados, mm-hmm. we love Willie from Charles in Charge.
Oh,
those of us who have got some TV class.
It's got a bio.
Bio, Mike.
Is it bio or bio?
I always said it bio, like biography.
You say bio and I say bio.
Well, now, the good news is that it's ringing. The bad news is that, you know, Willie could be like the Wicked Witch of the West and could be underneath his house right now.
Wearing those candy stripe socks. They all curl up.
Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Right in the very beginning of that movie, which witch is it? It's not the Wicked Witch of the West who gets it in the very beginning, is it?
I think it's the Wicked Witch of the East.
Yep. No answer at Willie Ames' home. Did you have something, Buzz?
Well, just about Jerry Van Dyke. And the earthquake.
Oh, no. Oh yes, please. Let us know.
You remember your lifelong concern about ceiling fans, Don?
Mm-hmm.
Guess what happened to Jerry Van Dyke?
What?
Well, his home was one of the homes damaged by the quake, but he says his bedroom ceiling fan fell on him and his wife while they were sleeping.
Ha, there you go. You know what? We don't have a ceiling fan in our house now. And the reason is, you remember we lived in our old house?
Yeah.
I had recurring nightmares. It had nothing to do... What, Diana? You could have come in and said that.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Great news. Diana reached Don Adams today. Maxwell Smart made it through the earthquake.
Tennessee Tuxedo.
or as some of our younger listeners know him now, Inspector Gadget.
That's right, Inspector Gadget. Well, I'm glad he's all right, Chief.
Well, anyway, I always had this fear that thing would get going so fast that in the middle of the night, it would just fall down and just decapitate us.
Well, what happened to the Van Dyke family?
Well, they were not seriously hurt. They were clobbered, but they were not seriously hurt.
They were clobbered? It fell off during the earthquake?
Yeah. That's how they knew it was time to wake up and do something, because the ceiling fan, which I guess was going, fell out of the ceiling and landed on them.
You know, I have a ceiling fan in my bedroom, and if that ceiling fan fell, I wouldn't have to worry about my noggin. I'd have to worry about another part of my anatomy.
Yeah.
Oh, no!
Amen to that.
Hayden!
Let's try Barry Livingston. You remember who he is?
He's Ernie.
Ernie, that's right, from My Three Sons.
Steve. I've taken Robbie, Chip, and Ernie to Switzerland.
Now, two of those brothers were actual brothers, weren't they?
It was Ernie and Chip were real brothers. Brian, I guess they would still be brothers.
Boys, your Uncle Charlie's going to take you to the mineral bath today. All right, just get out of those shorts.
Uncle Charlie, I'm 25 now. The show's been off for 10 years.
Just shut up, Robbie. Shut up or you'll get another spanking. And you'll get nothing like it. Spalding.
Ah, hello.
You've reached 760.
Oh, don't give your number out.
Please leave your name and number at the sound of the tone, and we'll get back to you.
That's him.
That's Ernie.
Ernie, baby.
Hi, Ernie.
It's Don and Mike. Just calling to make sure that you made it through the big earthquake of 94, Bal.
Just thinking about you and the show and Uncle Charlie.
Hey, did you ever have an episode of the show where you guys went over to Switzerland?
With Uncle Charlie? And Dad didn't come along. It was just you and Robbie and Chip and Uncle Charlie. And maybe like at a spa.
We've got a wild idea for a made-for-TV movie. Kind of a sequel to My Three Sons where Uncle Charlie would take you three guys, Robbie and Chip and Ernie, over to Switzerland or maybe to Bangkok where Roddy goes. And it would be not dirty, but it would have... mature themes.
Mature themes, and viewer discretion would be advised.
So call us if you'd like to get involved in that project. We haven't actually written the script yet, but we got the whole thing worked out in our heads. We could lay it down on paper in a weekend.
Yeah, it's kind of a stream of consciousness thing, and you could help us with that, Ernie.
We could maybe hock it to the Playboy Channel or something.
Of course, we'd need a new Uncle Charlie. Wouldn't we?
Oh, bummer.
Yeah,
you're right.
I don't think he's still with us.
Of course, the first Uncle Charlie was Fred Mertz. Do you remember
that? That's right, yeah.
I ain't wearing a pillow.
Right, and he's warm food now, too. Well, Ernie, best of luck to you. Or Barry, I'm sorry, your real name is Barry.
Take care, Barry.
Bye, Barry. Bye-bye.
Well, now you got my mind swimming here. I mean, who would we cast as the new Uncle Charlie?
Well, there could be a role for Dick Van Patten.
Ernie? Ernie, come on up here. I want to get you out of those pajamas with my new Duracell.
I have a feeling he'd take that role.
He'd be a new, softer, fuzzier, kinder, gentler Uncle Charlie. All right, well, if you're keeping track, then that's Dick Van Patten, still whereabouts unknown.
Boys, come on. Get on the plane or we'll be late to Bangkok.
Willie Ames... No answer, but at least his phone is turned on, and you heard it. Ernie Douglas from My Three Sons, he made it through, and Diana says the good news is that Inspector Gadget is also still with us. We'll continue to call California throughout the show to check on our favorite celebrities.
Come on, Robbie, we're going to be late for the sex show.
When we come back, I know we've reamed Larry King before.
Oh, boy.
But, oh, man, it's a grade A Larry King ream. Right here, I'll just give you the setup. Larry King is out in Los Angeles when the earthquake happens. And as you know, Larry King writes this little stupid column for USA Today, so they have him write an article about what it was like for Larry to go through the earthquake. And it's on the front page of the style section, the life section in USA Today. See if you can guess, though, how many names and how many places Larry drops, even when he's writing a column about what it was like to be in the earthquake.
The Larry King way.
I just want to tease you with this. Who's the last person you think that Larry King would meet? Keep in mind that, don't even forget the fact that, I mean, that it's in an earthquake.
Right.
4:30 in the morning. He meets him and writes their name down. Soccer great Pele. Soccer great Pele.
He passed me in the hallway, on the stairs going down to the lobby.
Oh, man, it's an injustice.
It's Pele. The ground's shaking, but look, I've got another name to drop.
We'll be right back. We'll get to that, and I guess... We'll find out if anyone's going to take up our offer for $100 to sit outside the 20 below wind chill today. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
It pays to be ignorant.
Don and Mike.
The station with the BS.
Out of here.
WJFK.
Now, more with Don and Mike. Buzz. And Sherry. And Diana. Billy. Oh, yeah, and Robbie.
Hey, we're back on the air everywhere. Thank you so much for listening. Now, is this another guy who's going to try to say Baba Booey, or is this a guy who wants to sit outside? Hello?
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 You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Don?
Yes, I am.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Stu.
Yes, Stu. How do you do?
I do okay.
All right.
My question was, would I be allowed to get up and exercise after a few minutes?
I don't see why some exercise, perhaps like at a 10-minute interval, maybe.
Yeah.
Jumping jacks might be
jacks or something to get the blood flowing.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, how do I get there? Can I talk to somebody?
Please come down here quick.
Okay.
I realize
any directions.
I realize that the conditions are not the best today, but there are fewer people on the road, so my advice would be go ahead and drive as fast as you want.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
Washington D.C.
Washington D.C. Well, that's easy.
Yeah.
You just get on the beltway. And go right. And follow the signs.
It's that simple.
All right, what exit?
All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Follow the green signs and say the Don and Mike show this away.
Well, listen, if you want to do it, we're not going to take any more calls about it. Just be the first person down here with a chaise lounge and your bathing suit and sit outside in this 20-degree below wind chill and we'll give you $100.
Catch a few rays.
Because that's just the kind of guys we are. We can't help it. We love people.
That's right.
All right, on to Larry King now. Count among yourselves. See how many names and places Larry drops in this column that he wrote, or article he wrote, about the earthquake in Los Angeles. Los Angeles, this is one of my favorite cities. I've been coming here for years, and I never experienced an earthquake. Sunday night, I received a Cable Ace Award for my CNN show. You're into the second paragraph, and already there's two of them.
Sure.
I had a nice dinner. spent time with Ted Turner and Jane Fonda and came back to my lovely hotel, the Beverly Wilshire, where Pretty Woman was shot. Anybody been counting how many is that? That is six, and he hasn't even written about the earthquake yet.
I'm Larry, from the corner. I make a lot of money.
I watched all my late sports news and went to sleep. I was due to be on an 8:30 plane, and I had to get up at 6:30, but I got up at 4:30. If you've never been in an earthquake, whatever you've imagined it's like is correct. Everything moves. It's terrifying. My first thought was to call my daughter in Washington, and I got her. I called CNN, and then CNN called me back and said we were going to do the show in L.A. Monday night. I walked down to the lobby and they were serving coffee. People were walking in the street. Bernard Shaw. Walter Cronkite. Hold on, I need a ding for Walter Cronkite. Wait a minute. Well, we use that so fast and so furious, it's got to re-cue.
Go, Larry, go.
All right, just going to wait till that ding comes back around.
You're at Walter Cronkite.
All right, oh, Walter one. Okay, Walter Cronkite. And Matthew Modine. We're all in the hotel. I passed soccer star Pele on the stairs.
Does that mean he was walking faster or Pele was going in the other direction?
Yeah. There were other tremors. Some were hard, some were fast. That's it. I always thought I could live here, but right now I wouldn't move. So you wanted to buy a house in L.A., this would be the time. Trust me on this.
Hi, Mr. Hotel Manager. This is Larry King. I realize you've got an emergency situation with the earthquake, but I was wondering if you could let me see the hotel register and let me know how many people are staying in the hotel that are famous, because I'll write it in my story. I want to drop as many names as I possibly can.
What a name dropper. What was the final count on that?
12.
Twelve
names in the Larry earthquake story.
Do you believe that?
To mention all the names of people that were staying in the hotel, you must have to look at the guest register.
That second paragraph, though, if you're looking back and analyzing it, that's where you really got. He had two paragraphs where he just went crazy. The paragraph where he has Bernard Shaw, Walter Cronkite, and Matthew Modine and Pele. And then, of course, there's various CNNs, but then there's that first paragraph where he's got to mention that he got a Cable Ace Award. Hey, Larry, the only reason you got a Cable Ace Award is because you're the only guy with a talk show on cable television. You ever figure that out? What's his competition?
You pictured Larry, like, at that hotel, sitting in the lobby. You know the way he sits? We've seen him sit when he's, with
holding court.
And his teeth are jutting out, like he has his lower jaw, like, extended, and he's just, like, breathing through his mouth, sitting there just
holding his Cable Ace Award in his hand.
Hi, that's right. I'm Larry King. Yeah, this is my award. Ace Award.
And he's just making mental notes of all the famous people walking through.
Hey, look at that. Walter Cronkite, Matthew Modine.
Matthew Modine.
Hey, there's soccer great players. Oh, that's wonderful. It'll spice it up since he's athletic if I say that I passed him on the stairs.
Run for your lives. I'm Larry. I'm from the corner.
Yeah, you got to know that's how he was really reacting.
Oh, my God, it's an earthquake. Right. Out of my way.
He doesn't mention the details of the story. The bed moved and I wet myself. It was amazing. Unprecedented.
I got a nosebleed. In my beautiful hotel, the Beverly Wilshire, where Pretty Woman was filmed, don't you know?
That's the only reason I stay there, because I love the movie, of course, with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts.
Hey, Larry, LMB. I think you know what that means. That's more and more the tasteful way that I'm saying, you know, kiss my ass. LMB, Larry.
LMHB?
An LMB. I know.
H-Y, Harry?
Sure. No, just LMB.
LMB.
Now, LMHB, that'd be for Billy Crystal. And for Whoopi Goldberg and all the rest. Okay, let's break. We will come right back. We'll continue to offer our round-the-clock coverage of the earthquake in California.
All right.
And when we come back, also the electronic mailbag. If you have a portable telephone, you want to stand by, because we're going to be asking you to destroy those phones in an effort to win some cheap prizes here on the show.
That is correct.
Plus, one other audience participation note today. If you got a dog, and that dog can bark like crazy, we got the bark off for cash and stuff coming also today. So stay right there. We got a good show, and we'll actually kind of start the show when we come back from these commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jimmy, I need. Again, it would be Florida. And Diana, if you would please tell the people at our station in Indianapolis that the only time we ever want to see anything in the newspaper is when it mentions us. They sent us down the local radio column from the Indianapolis newspaper.
Right.
Which, I read it five different times trying to see if there's anything about us in it. And I can't. It's all about other DJs.
don't care about other DJs.
No, nay, nay. Only care when it's got our names in there.
There you go. Yes, we are selfish.
Can't help it.
Mm-hmm.
Here are temperatures in some of our affiliate cities today.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, I think we'll only read the ratings, only read the temperatures in the cities where we have big ratings.
That's a good idea.
Washington, D.C., 15. Baltimore, 13. Buffalo, 2. Tampa.
Yep. Can't give the Tampa temperature today.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Miami, 70. Reno, 47. Indianapolis, 11 below.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Stay inside. Stay warm. Don't send us articles about other DJs from the Indianapolis paper. It's your job to get them to write about us in the Indianapolis newspaper.
Me, personally.
And listen to this. Why wouldn't they want to write about us? Heck, not only in Indianapolis, but in any of the cities that we're in. Do we bring it out of the stars? It was just last week that we had Funnyman Angry Man Dennis Miller on this show.
You bet.
And with our piercing styles, we asked him. We came out flat out and asked him, Dennis, what are you here to promote? Do you have any new projects coming up? And he said, no. And then I read the paper today that he's just signed a new deal with HBO.
Yeah.
That is the kind of impact we have on these celebrities.
If you want guests to be forthcoming, get them to the Don and Mike show because they'll tell the truth.
We were like pulling teeth with that guy just trying to get... Oh, wow, look at all the people outside now.
Are there a lot of people gathering for the show?
Yeah, well, you can't see them now.
There's another one.
They've all just walked out of your range there. What, Diana?
A whole bunch of them came in at the same time, and just so that there aren't any problems, there is one person that was the first to arrive, and then they're the ones that we have now filling out waivers and stuff like that. Do you want me to just take one, or...?
I'd like to know what that waiver says.
if your feet and toes fall off.
If you die...
It's just generic.
Don't sue us. Well, we want to meet the first person.
Okay.
That was here, and if the first person at any time cannot fulfill his or her obligation, then we will have the second person step in and see if they can also battle it out.
All right, I'll go get them.
Keep in mind now that the weather, like I just read here in Washington, the current temperature is 15, but the wind chill makes it like what, Buzz?
20 below. Yeah.
20 below zero.
When are we going to get the naysayers? You know, the typical naysayers that always like to call with the statistics?
They've called. I also got that word during the commercials.
I love that. I'd like to hear from those naysayers.
They have already called saying, of course, we could be risking permanent damage to someone, that you can get frostbite if you sit outside with exposed flesh in these kind of temperatures for any period of time. So feel assured in the fact... Oh, is that the guy? Is that the goofy guy that's going to be doing it? That guy?
Bring the fair-skinned lad back here.
Feel self-assured that in fact, people have called. They have tried once again to be our conscience, and we once again are simply not listening to them. Hi, how you doing?
I'm fine, yourself?
Oh, just fine. Hi.
Hi,
what's your name?
I'm David.
Hi, Dave. Where are you from?
Arlington.
Dave, can I ask how old you are?
20.
20?
Yeah.
You got some ID, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
You're a young-looking lad.
He is a very young-looking lad.
Sherry, would you check his ID, please?
Sure. All right.
Sherry's not uncommon with that move. Checking the youngster's ID. Now, it's usually before you go on to buy him a six-pack, though, isn't it? You check it and you say, no, you can't buy this yourself. I'll buy this for you.
1974. Can someone else do the math?
84, okay, 94. Yeah. That would be almost 20.
Okay.
Good. What do you do for a living there, my friend?
Oh, nothing. I was a student, but I got kicked out.
Why'd you get kicked out?
I flunked out.
You flunked out, so you fancy yourself as kind of an underachiever?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. A modern-day Bart Simpson, if you will?
Yes.
Now, you know, Buzz, what you got? More weather stuff over there?
Well, I have some interesting facts about wind chill and its effect on people, if you'd like to know them.
See, I was looking for a naysayer, and now we got Buzz over here.
All right, what's the facts there,
Well,
Buzz?
20 below is on right on the line between what the National Weather Service classifies as bitter cold and extreme cold. So it's right in between bitter and extreme, and it falls within the range in which, according to this chart, exposed flesh freezes.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Yes.
All right. Now, you realize that... Did you bring a chaise lounge with you?
I brought a chair.
A beach chair? A chair you can sit on? Now, you see where Mike and I do the show from. If it would be possible for you to sit right by that big tree out there, that way not only I can see you from where I'm sitting, but Mike can also see from his side over there.
That's fine.
And we'll have someone come out and check on you from time to time with a cellular phone to make sure you're doing okay.
Okay.
And if you're out there 1 hour... And can we get him a microphone, Diana? Is it too... Last minute to get a microphone, or can we get a portable phone for him?
The audio equipment probably won't work in that bitter cold.
You're probably right. we'll figure out a way to communicate with you. Now, did you bring a bathing suit?
Oh, yes.
Can we see it, please?
Is it a Speedo bathing suit?
Not quite.
Underneath his pants.
No, it's the regular bathing suit. It's the boxer short kind of bathing suit.
Trunks. All right, my friend. Well, listen, you're the first, and as soon as you get out there, we will start the clock. And if you make it for 1 hour, you get $100.
Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
All right, get out there.
If you feel like you're dying, you might want to quit.
Guy looks like Alfred E. Newman's goofier-looking brother, doesn't he?
Yeah. He looked extraordinarily proud to have flunked out of school, too.
If I may say, there's another gentleman up front.
I must say.
He's already in his bathing suit. He's got a little umbrella and a hat and sunglasses and all that also, if you'd like to meet him, too.
Well, I think we can only have one guy doing it, but sure, bring him by.
Let's meet him too. By. You know, if he took the trouble to come down here.
Besides, if the other guy freezes up on us right away, we can just have the second guy go out.
You know, and the sun is actually bright at this point.
Sure.
It shouldn't be too bad.
So anyway, we had Dennis Miller on. Let me just finish this up before this guy comes in here. We had Dennis Miller on the show last week. We had nothing to talk about with him. We ended up just playing sound effects for him because we didn't know what to ask him. We asked him, do you have anything coming up? And he said, no. He didn't even know why he was calling us.
Well, I'm doing comic relief and just hanging out with my kids.
As it turns out here, he's going to have a new late-night show on HBO. It's going to be on every week starting in April. So once again, we were not able to get the facts from a celebrity. Hello, sir.
Look at this guy. This guy came prepared.
Yeah, you know, I happened to be sunbathing in my backyard. I figured I could pick up.
You know, maybe we'll have two guys out there doing it together because this guy went to such time and trouble. Look at this. Now, this guy... You got the look. You got the hat. You got the towel around your neck. You've got the cabana chair, which Sherry just broke, I think.
Thanks, Sherry.
You've got the big umbrella there. What's your name?
Rod.
Hi, Rod. Where are you from?
Right here, downtown Fairfax.
Rod,
the capital of the world.
Are you sensitive to the cold at all, or have you done something like this before?
No, I've never done
anything like this. Yes, that's what we want to hear.
All right, well, good luck. We'll start the clock on you. It'll be you and the other guy. If you both go for an hour, we'll give you each $100.
Oh, how sweet. Okay. Where do we go?
You see that big tree out there?
Oh, right out front.
You got to be out there so both Mike and I can see you from our climate-controlled studio.
Good luck, sir.
You don't mind if I shave myself, do you?
You shave yourself, you go, you do whatever you want.
I don't
want
to get a burn.
Oh, man.
All right. Good luck, sir. Get on out there. See you later.
There he goes.
No, we thought we wouldn't get anybody. Now we got two of them out there.
Yeah, it didn't take long either.
We got two of them out there, don't you know?
All right.
Now, do we have a phone to talk to those guys?
I hope we do.
Diana? Oh, there goes Diana down the hall with the other guy. All right, let me see who's on hold here. Hello? Oops, whoever that was hung up. Now, here comes another guy. Outside. Here comes a third guy in a bathing suit that I have just seen walk in the front door of our radio station. Here comes Diana running back.
Did you see how fast Diana went by that window?
Here she comes. Hi, Dee.
Hi.
Hi. How can we hear these guys out there and maintain contact with them?
I'm not entirely sure if...
Do you have your portable phone with you?
No, I don't. I can run and get it.
All the way to your house?
Oh, 2 minutes away.
Your house is more than two minutes away.
Your
house is 15 minutes. Your house is 20 minutes away.
Oh, what are you... Oh, no way. It takes me like 8 minutes to get here. But anyway, if we can't find a cellular, we'll work something out. It might take me a couple minutes, but
string out there? I mean, pull like a microphone cord out there?
Yeah, can't we just run cable outside?
I will check with engineering. But see, if we do that, they won't be able to hear you. And if they can hear you, if they're listening on a radio, of course, there'll be that delay.
Well, they don't have to hear us.
You just want to be able to hear them?
We just want them to hear them. And perhaps if we wave, we'll get them to talk to us just so we know that they're still alive.
Okay, let me go check with engineering and see if we can work something out.
All right, in the meantime, get them out there, though.
They're on their way.
They're on their way, okay.
They're signing the
release forms.
This is actually working out pretty well. What did you say, about an hour of daylight left?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think the sunset will be, what sunset, Buzz? About an hour from now?
5:15, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. That's
perfect.
And kind of a little treat for everybody driving home here through downtown Fairfax, Virginia, past the Don and Mike Broadcast Building.
Yeah.
Kind of our way of saying, hey, Jack Frost nipping at your nose?
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
And summer's just around the corner.
That's right. And, oh, I think it'll be a good time. Let me see if I got it. Cover me for a second.
All right. This will be perfect. I know you're going to find a musical selection that will be fitting for these gentlemen.
I got it right here.
All right.
But I'm never far. Here we go. Put that in. Cut number 14. Now, sure, to celebrate this, anyone could play a Beach Boys song.
Right.
But it takes America's favorite disc jockey to play a German Beach Boys song.
Don, I'd like to dedicate this.
Here's the German version of In My Room.
To a Major Hochstetter, if you don't mind.
He will be missed.
Oh, God.
Look at those two idiots out there in their bathing suits.
Setting up their umbrella.
Oh, man. Now, one of them's got socks and shoes on.
The other one has sandals on.
Oh, the umbrella just went tumbling.
Yeah, but he's replanting it now.
That's right. It's the Beach Boys singing in German in my room.
You know, Don, it's very difficult to plant that umbrella when the ground is frozen solid.
Hey, who are the chicks? There's girls out there.
Really?
I know. I see these guys. Look at them, like big celebrities out there waving. I guess people, as they drive by, are now honking at them.
Sure.
Hey, look at the two idiots out there in their bathing suit.
It's a special day.
And, you know, the guy with the umbrella, he doesn't look fazed at all. No, the other guy, look at the other guy. He's already checking his watch.
Is he really?
Yeah. He is checking his watch for the very first time. Now, the other guy, the second guy that came in. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
Hi, what's the latest?
Yeah, we can get a microphone. It'll take about maybe 15 minutes or so, but we'll get something.
They might be dead by 15 minutes.
I can bring them back in.
Yeah, whatever you do, don't bring them back in,
okay.
Diana. Not until they're ready to give it up.
Now, I know sunset's about an hour away, but is the sun starting to go behind some buildings?
Yes, it is, Buzz.
It's getting shady out there.
Yes, it is. Let me see if I can describe this situation to you. A little more of the Beach Boys in German first. It sounds like you're singing Guns Alive. You're singing In My Room in German. Guns Alive. We had last night, it almost looks like a picture postcard outside. Last night we had the worst ice storm that Washington, D.C. has had in 30 years. We got nothing but freezing rain and ice for like 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Everything outside is covered with ice. The trees have little dollops of ice hanging off them.
Yes, beautiful, but unfortunately it weights the limbs down and wreaks havoc.
Well, it looks like a winter wonderland out there. And as Buzz just gave me the list here, the current temperature outside is 15. You add in the wind chill, and it feels like 20 below. There are two guys sitting up there in their bathing suits with a big beach umbrella. Now, there they go, waving at people. You're right. The second guy seems to be much more relaxed.
He is completely unflappable. He has his arms folded, and it could be, except for the smoke pouring out of his mouth, seeing his breath, it could be a midsummer day.
Now, here's how I know that these guys will live. I watched the Buffalo Bills LA Raiders game
right.
This past Saturday, where the temperature was even colder. It was like 5 below temperature-wise, and the wind chill was 40 below. They had all kinds of yahoos that we're wearing. Oh, there goes Rob A. out to help them.
And there was a wind gust. Don, if you look at the guy's towel on the back of his chair, you can see that he is right in a steady breeze.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah. That's the other thing, is tonight they're supposed to have really gusty winds. I mean,
well, it's a good thing the show's not on at night, though. Well, I guess in some cities we are. We tape the show in the afternoon if you hear it at a different time.
Now, the wind chill at 20 below now is headed for 30 below.
Ouch!
So it'll get colder.
So anyway, I'm watching this game, and there's always guys that you see on TV that take their shirts off at cold weather games, but during this Buffalo game, there was a whole pack of guys, like 5 or 10 of them, during the whole game.
Right.
They just kept going back to shots of them. One of them had a B on his belly, the other had a U. They spelled out Buffalo.
I should point out that the second guy, now he has checked his watch.
Well, I figure if those guys can make it up in cold, rich stadium for 3 hours during a football game, and they weren't even getting paid for it, these guys can certainly hang in there for an hour. Incidentally, I started my clock here at 15 minutes past the hour.
Yeah.
So they are 3 minutes into their journey as we speak.
3 minutes and not many more to go.
Now, I'd love to hear from someone who's driven by out on the street, someone with a car phone.
It's just, you know,
who will then give us a call to describe what it's like to drive by and see these two numbnuts out there.
It is so cold outside that I am.
How cold is it?
Right? It's so cold the flashers were describing themselves. I'm just I'm just fascinated looking at these guys because, the breath. You know, when it's cold, you can see your breath. But in
that one guy's picking his toes. Look at he just picked something out from between his toes there in his sandal.
In this weather, you can really, see just smoke pouring out of their mouths.
And they're not like
steam, I guess.
Steam, smoke. I say smoke. Yeah. It looks like smoke.
Right. You see a football player after play, and it's really coming out. These guys, they're breathing normally. They're not exerting themselves at all, yet the smoke, as you love calling it, is pouring out, isn't it?
You know, that's why I'm not saying steam, because it does look like smoke. It looks like their mouths are on fire.
And then slowly, you notice one at a time, all the people that work in the radio station now have been hip to what's happening, and they're all coming up to the window here to take a look and then go back to their everyday jobs.
You know, and we've taken the time of the day. We've picked the time of the day here where I believe, Buzz, the mercury will probably be taking its most dramatic plunge.
Yeah, now that the sun has gone behind those buildings, the temperature will begin to drop rapidly.
Well, now someone should tell those fellas that if they turn the chairs around,
the other way, they might be able to get a little of the late afternoon sun.
Yeah, and also the wind chill, the wind gusts right in their face, too.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's why they have their backs that way, because the wind then is at their back.
Yeah, all right, and there we go now. The legs are up again. The first guy does not look comfortable.
Now, there goes the second. What is the second guy? What's that business he's doing on his foot? You see that?
I'm not sure. Is he picking himself?
He was doing something with his big toe.
Maybe he's rubbing them because, you know, you lose all your body. A lot of your body heat comes out of your head and your feet. Yeah. He's got a little hat on.
Well, now, the arms are folded on both of these guys. They're both sitting with their legs crossed and the arms folded. Now, look at, someone's trying to make their way out there to talk to these guys. And look at, that guy can barely even walk across the front lawn because it's like a solid sheet of ice.
The wind is now gusting at up to 26 miles an hour.
Oh, my God. All right, now, the first guy is now putting his winter cap on. Now, that's a smart outfit. That's a smart outfit. A ski hat and a bathing suit and tennis shoes and socks when the windshield is 26 below.
Well, he's got it over the second guy because... Our second friend here is wearing just a one of those thin neon baseball caps, and what do they say? All the heat escapes from the top of your head.
Yeah, and he's just got on sandals, no socks.
It usually escapes from the top of your head because the rest of your body is usually covered.
Let me see if anyone is driving by and calling with us right now. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I actually pulled over. I'm not on a car phone, but I did drive by.
Oh, you did?
Yes, I did. And they're sitting out there, and they're just freezing.
Yeah, isn't it great?
It's funny. I pulled up into your parking lot there.
Yeah.
And I asked them if it was really worth $100, and they said every dime.
Oh yeah, you bet. You. I think you'll find the motto on the show is that people will do anything for money.
And I believe our second contestant now realizing that sandals probably not the proper footwear for this weather.
Do you think that they both think at some point we're going to go out and say, guys? You know, you've been such super sports. You've been out of the Arctic cold for 6 minutes. Come on in. Do you think that they think that's going to happen?
Don, I think both these guys are regular listeners of the show, and I think they know that they're in it for the long haul.
All right, well, thanks for the call. Glad you enjoyed it.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, well, they look like idiots out there.
Yes. Yes. Yes, they do. Why, yes.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they look like they're getting cold.
Yeah, did you enjoy seeing it, though?
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there, it's a little pick-me-up from us to you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Well, that's pretty much the desired reaction.
And here in the studio, most of us are just sitting there looking out the window with our mouths hanging open like dogs, just fascinated by these.
I like we're going to see somebody's arm fall off or something.
Well, Sherry, we just might. Let's do a very quick commercial break. We'll come back. We'll get these guys wired for sound out there, and we'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike. WJFK.
From rope belts to big foreheads, they speak to today's modern listener.
Come on.
This is Don and Mike.
Hey, and we're back on the air everywhere. Thank you so much for listening. Up and down the Ham and Eggs Radio Network, if you had yesterday or for the holiday.
We didn't.
Glad you're back with us, though. And as we broadcast now, here in the Washington-Baltimore area, and for those of you that don't know, Washington-Baltimore, it's not like Minneapolis and St. Paul. Not like Dallas and Fort Worth. Washington and Baltimore, although they get lumped together, we are two very separate cities with two very different identities, and we're about 40 minutes apart. That's how far apart the two cities are.
Absolutely. 40 minutes being generous, I think, that it's probably a little further than that. And
when you drive as fast as I do, it's 40 minutes to Baltimore. But nonetheless, they get the same crappy weather as we do. It's up and down the East Coast right now, but here in the Washington-Balmer area, we had a vicious ice storm, a wicked ice storm last night.
Wicked good.
And it has left 2 to 4 inches of ice accumulating outside.
Right.
Made the roads an absolute impossibility to travel on. And we got two guys who are out there in their bathing suits today. And they've been out there now for 15 minutes. Before we go to them, Mike had an excellent suggestion during the commercial break. Because, you know, Mike's a college guy.
Yes, I am, Don.
And Mike figured out that water freezes. What was the temperature water freezes at again, college guy?
32 degrees. And what we should do is put a cup of water out, perhaps just a regular coffee cup filled with water, and see how long it takes to freeze.
There you go, Mr. Science.
All right.
Very good idea. Well, we'll take you up on that proposition.
Dino Dean.
Now, do we have the microphone out there? Can Rob A hear me? Is it remote one?
I hear.
Right, I heard the delay.
So the microphone sounds like it's still in the building where there's a monitor.
All right. Somebody send Rob A outside to interview those guys. Oh, did you hear Diana go screaming by?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Rob.
Now, Rabe will not be able to hear us. Is that what I'm told? Because he's on post delay.
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Go outside.
Go outside. All right. There he goes. Rabe, going outside now to talk to these two guys.
All right, I'm going out the lobby now, out the front door. There will be headphones along shortly.
Along.
So we'll be able to take care of this.
Deary dear, radio speak.
Now I'm on the ice. I don't know if you. And sliding. If I can't do a recreation of my ski endeavor.
Hopefully someone will come by and pull a Tonya Harding on Rabe today. Somebody come with a real big stick and hit Rabe in the kneecap.
Goose flesh on David. He's very bumpy. Looks like a freshly plucked chicken. And you are?
Rod.
Rod, not as visibly cold. But the problem, I think, here is a lot of defensive body language. Why don't you all relax? You know, you got your arms out. How about your arms at your side for a little bit?
You can almost hear the wind.
Okay.
Someone should just tell Rabe to hold the microphone up so we can just hear the wind.
As you can see, they look real cold.
Hey, Rob, just hold the microphone up.
Not as happy as they might have been earlier.
Hold the microphone up in the air.
Certainly not. Hold a little bit of snot. I think I see a little bit
hold
of snot.
Hold the microphone up in the air.
That's sign language.
Okay, here's the wind.
Sign language doesn't work on Rabe. It really doesn't.
Well, now I could hear it a second ago.
You still can a little.
You can kind of.
I don't know if you can actually hear the wind, but it is sort of a cold day out here.
Good commentary. Like saying in Los Angeles, we had sort of an earthquake yesterday.
The same lines as you all.
Yeah, I think the cold is getting to Rabe's brain a little bit.
Cold and refreshing.
But did you see them?
Under pressure. Perhaps that's something.
Did I see who?
Those guys out there, I mean, they're really moving. Did you see them, like, everything?
Oh, are they shivering?
Yeah, they're shivering like crazy. They're, like, really.
Inside. Put my clothes on.
You sorry you came out here?
No.
Makes them know they're just a little bit closer. How about you? Are you sorry you came out?
I've never been happier in my life about anything.
Listen, it sounds like
his
lips are frozen.
What's their body? You know, I would like to. What color, Rabe?
All I can say is that they look like they're miserable. There's a lot of support from the people out here, though.
Well, look at him. Did you see him? He goes, there's a lot of support from the people. And he's looking up, and he's waving at people. Like,
yeah, it's me, Rabe. Hi there. A lot of support from the people. How you doing?
Well, you can hear us now.
I can hear you on.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, guys. The odd thing is I heard Mike's voice. I thought I was still in delay. Thought that was me. Kind
That's
scary.
Great.
Deary dear.
Deary dear.
Describe their skin to us, Rabe.
I'm sorry?
Describe their skin, please. Feel their skin. Touch their skin.
Oh, okay. One second.
They'll probably appreciate your big, meaty hand
like
on their skin.
Touch. Okay, hold on one second.
Good touch, bad touch.
Oh, my God.
Is it like a dead person's body?
Of course. But, you know, human skin should not feel quite that cold.
Feel the other guy now.
I'm going to. One second.
Right now.
Hey, Rabe, who's this guy?
Man, that's creepy.
Who's this? Is some guy bringing them a Slurpee?
Oh, yes. Some fellow brought this guy. What's your name, sir?
Patrick Burns.
Patrick Burns. Patrick has brought them an orange Slurpee with two straws, so they make sure.
Now, Rabe, ask him if they can move their arms around. Can they move their body around? Because the one guy said he wanted to exercise.
Oh, hold on. Here comes another guy out of a car, and it looks like he might have, what does he have, coffee or ice cream?
What is that, sir?
Coffee.
Oh, no, I don't think they want any coffee. And he does have a note. It says, dumb as nails.
Yeah,
there's
all
sorts of good goods here. Now, someone has brought them potato chips and books to help pass the time. Those are his children. It's good to know that he has the support of the family.
Which one of them has kids?
The older one.
The older one? Are those the older one's kids?
Yeah. And
interview one of his kids and find out they think their dad's a nutcase.
So this is your dad?
Yes, it is.
And your name is?
Kathleen.
Has he always done things like this?
Oh, yes.
Is he dumb as nails?
Yes, he is.
Ask her how this came up. Was the whole family listening to the radio and Dad decided to come down, or did the kids get him to do it?
He does say it's nice to have the support of the family. Did you coerce Dad into doing this, or was this Dad's idea?
It was totally his idea.
Did you try to talk him out of it?
No, I didn't.
You feel kind of sorry for him?
I do.
Yeah, they do. I see a lot of family sadness out here right now.
Hey, Rob, see if you can walk over by the street and mic the sounds of the cars going by. Is there some slush there we could get some wintry sound effects happening here?
It's
a very dangerous assignment for you, I know.
Yeah, especially if his feet go out from under him and he accidentally slides into the rush hour traffic.
Rabe is currently just standing on the piles of dirty snow that are out there. I call it New York snow.
Ooh, listen to that.
There you go.
Well, and that's the sound of an accident that almost happened.
It's not a slush sound as much as a crackling of ice sound.
A lady in a Mercedes has just pulled up. What did she give you there, Rob?
She's dropped off hot coffee.
Everybody wants to give them coffee.
Wouldn't it be a shame if I dropped this bag?
Well, you can leave it. I don't see why they can't have hot coffee.
Yeah, give them some coffee.
People want to bring it by. Sure. Hey, you can tell them they can do their exercises now.
Oh, yeah, if the young guy wants to do his jumping jacks.
Sir? Donna might say that it might help you stay warm if you did some of your exercises now. Some jumping jacks might be nice.
Whoops. Thank you.
So go ahead and do your jumping jacks.
All right.
Man, is it windy. I just saw a newspaper blow out there.
All right, they're going to do some exercises now.
All right, loosen up there, fellas.
All right, there you go.
You put your left foot in, you put your left foot out.
This really looks good. You do the hokey pokey.
I don't know if you can hear the crunching of the ice here, but...
Do they feel like it's helping them to do these jumping jacks, Robbie?
Do you think this is helping you, the exercise?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think I finally found someone with worse athletic form than myself.
I think it's a contest. I don't think that they're the winner.
Let's see. Did you want to do some push-ups or some sit-ups?
No, it's okay.
It's okay. It's okay, big guy. Get out of my face.
Keeping my hands warm.
They can sit down again, Rob.
Have a seat. You've done well.
You've done well. Hey, Robbie, tell them that they have 37 minutes to go.
Okay, good news, guys. 37 minutes to go.
Oh, great.
The tears, the thrills. I wish you could see it.
Oh, they look happy.
They do. They're all smiles.
Now, how old is the guy who has the kids? We found out the other guy's 20. How old is the guy with the kids?
Now, sir, how old are you?
I'm 47.
He's 47.
Are they starting to hallucinate or anything like that? That took about 20 seconds for him to answer that question.
Here comes someone else with coffee for these guys.
No, this is what it looks like, hot chocolate.
Well, now, who's this guy? Interview this guy.
What's your name, sir?
Scott Smith.
And your thoughts on these guys?
Glad it's not me.
The young guy. Come to you?
I wouldn't use the word nails. Another word comes to mind that can't go out on the radio.
Well, there you go. His thoughts exactly.
Dumb as S.
The coffee and the hot chocolate, a much more popular item than the Slurpee right now. That's just my thought on the food.
Now, the young guy has put down his cocoa or his coffee. Is he not interested in drinking anything?
He is really shaking.
Oh, no, he's up again. And look at, man, he is... I can't tell you the last time or place I saw skin that pink.
Yeah, that is nasty.
It looks like he's about to do the dance. I think...
I bet you could.
The older guy's kids looks like they've headed back to the car.
Man, that is tender and that is pink.
I think they have...
That looks like a steak that's not quite done. As it looks like out there. It makes me think of that movie Alive.
The good taste of beef. It's what's for dinner.
All right, Robbie, give us your standard sign-off and we'll check back with you the next break.
Okay, live from outside in front of the...
All right. Still a thrill cutting him off halfway in mid-sentence. We've got two guys out front the station in 20-degree below wind chill doing it just because they want some money.
Isn't that great? That's what America's all about, Don.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't live without my radio.
The station with best BS. WJFK.
More with the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, big indeed.
Well, thanks for listening. All right, wherever you are, hey. Well, you just got a bulletin, hey, from Ken Stevens, Prozac addict, general manager, and one of the Infinity Broadcasting good guys.
Oh, yes, if you call them good guys.
Today is one of the few days that Ken is actually here.
Yeah, we're usually not used to having Ken on the premises.
He's here in the Don and Mike building, and apparently he's looked out the window of his ivory-covered tower, and he saw these two numbnuts sitting outside.
Yeah.
And apparently, even though they've signed a waiver, Ken really not concerned for their safety, more concerned with the fact that, you know, it could mean another lawsuit for Infinity Broadcasting.
As, Don, the sun begins to finally go behind the building.
Yeah. Well, now it's become a waiting game between us and the guys out there and Ken to see if Ken's going to allow them to stay out for the full 60 minutes. Let's go to our boy in the snow, Robbie. Robbie, what happened to the guy with the trumpet?
Oh, the guy in the trumpet is standing by.
Now, why did he bring a trumpet by?
He said he wants to play taps.
Oh, my God. Beautiful. Yeah, let him do it.
All right, one second. Let me go get him.
Him over.
The most recent development in the commercials was, how long have we been out here, and we don't think we're going to make it. So, I don't know. I think the guys are almost done for.
Now, is it the young guy or the old guy that's ready to bag it?
Both of them.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw him during the break. There's no surprise there.
So you're ready to pack it in, sir?
Yes, I will.
He will. God.
Yes, he will.
Oh, God. I'm surprised from him.
Mm-hmm. What about the old guy, Rob?
Sir, are you going to pack it in as well?
We talked. Him's going in, yeah.
That's two of them.
Oh, well, I guess now would be the time to hear taps, then.
All right, play taps and bring them in, then.
Yeah.
Bring them in, then. Walk them in
slowly as taps plays in the background.
Now, this is a real guy really playing taps?
He's from a service band, he said. He doesn't want to give his name, but this is really what he does.
Well, listen, bring them and the guy playing the trumpet in through the station.
Oh, a parade.
Bring him back to Ken's office first.
Okay. Yeah, playing taps. Go ahead, Robbie.
All right.
And let each of them meet Ken Stevens. All right, they're coming inside now. For those of you that were perhaps wagering on this event, the guys lasted 32 minutes and 50 seconds outside.
That's good.
Let's still give them a round of applause.
And I can't think of more appropriate music, Don, for this.
What's even better is that it's not a tape. It's some guy who really brought his bugle down.
And he's freezing, too.
All right, now they're coming inside.
His lips will freeze to the bugle, so they're making their way in.
All right, now let's see. Hello, Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, where are you guys at?
I've had some trouble on the ice. We're just getting in the lobby now.
They had trouble because their legs can't move.
Yeah, I was going to say.
All right, here they come inside now.
How's
now, remember,
here,
start up the taps again. And take them right down to Kenny's office.
Keep playing, if you would, sir. Yeah, we're having a parade. Okay.
I can't wait to hear that reverberate through the halls of the radio station.
They don't look too bad.
I'd like to take a close look at them.
They look nice and pink.
Pink like nice rare roast beef.
Wouldn't you know it? Ken's not in his office.
Is his door shut?
No, his door is wide open.
Well, then you got the wireless. I said go around the building and find him.
All right, let's go.
Take the guy playing the trumpet with you.
And I think we need to interview the participants to see if they've like lost feeling in their fingertips or anything like that.
Hunt Ken down like a hound. Hello? What happened? I think he's probably gone into a part of the building with the lead walls. Like Superman's X-ray vision wouldn't make it through lead. There are parts of the building that you can't work the wireless microphone in. Hey, Rob, hey, just bring them all in here, then, if you can't get back to Ken's office.
Well, I'll tell you, if they were going to bag it, they bagged it at the right time, because as soon as they quit, it was about 30 seconds after the sun had gone down. I don't think they would have made it 5 more minutes. I really don't.
It was pretty good seeing them out there, though, for the 32 minutes and 50 seconds that they were out there.
Yeah, you can't take away from these guys. They gave it their best shot, I guess. I guess their bodies were talking and not their minds at the end.
And, Mike, I only wish we had more than salsa to give them at this point. I only wish we could give them each of the $100 that we promised.
An hour is an hour, Don, and unfortunately they didn't make it. Of course, they might have died, but, they signed the paper.
Well, we're going to cut it in half. We're going to give each of them $50.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that's right, heart of gold.
Yeah.
Heart as big as all outdoors.
Yeah, well, you soften it up on me.
And they also, of course, get the salsa from Chi-Chi's. Yeah, come on in, guys. Here they come now.
There they are.
Here come our polar bears, along with a guy with his trumpet. And Diana, would you find Kenny, please?
I know where Kenny is.
Would you bring him in? Feeling better?
Oh, yeah.
Wow,
it's refreshing.
One of them is still shaking.
One of
them. How you doing?
Good.
Now, the 47-year-old seems to be in a lot better shape than the 20-year-old at this point.
I don't know. I think it's six and one, half a dozen the other. Yeah, do you, what hurts?
Well, can you step right up to the microphone? What hurts on you?
There's not enough of that to hurt, but...
Did you feel it, Mike?
Yeah, I guess your arm feels like it. So what's the coldest part of your body right now? Your toes? Because you were grabbing your toes.
The tips of my fingers.
The tips, are they getting feeling back in them a little bit now?
You feel glad that you're inside now?
Oh, certainly. Yeah.
Both of you? Now, do you feel a little dumb that you came down here and tried this, or do you feel...
Of course not.
Or do you feel that perhaps you tried something and you're able to get to the 30... You went to 32 minutes and 50 seconds sitting out there in a wind chill of 26 below zero. Now, here comes... I want you to know that this is Ken Stevens, the general manager. Ken, step on up. Ken wanted us to bring you in, not because he cared about your safety, but because he was afraid that if you froze like a finger off, you would sue Infinity Broadcasting.
Right.
So you really... Yeah, look at this guy. What a great attitude.